Talking now with Ben Hale, Western Livestock. And Ben, let's talk a little bit about this week's Oklahoma National Stockyards. 6,500, I think, were the numbers I saw from the Monday sale.
Yeah, cutoff was right at 6,900 yesterday, Ron, when we could finally get out at 1 o'clock.
It's high, really, across the board, both steers, heifers, pretty well all weights, too.
It was, you know, that deal just gained strength all last week after you and I talked, and the board rallied big the end of the week, and it carried into Monday there with all those feeders, 3 to 4 higher, or 3 to 6 higher, and then some of those 8 weights up to 10 higher. And, you know, we had those fats at 186 last week and probably going to stay steady, hopefully move up a little higher this week.
I guess we've got pretty good grass out in the country, so anybody wants to take them back for the early part of late spring or early summer, we've got them covered, don't we?
Lots of grass around. North Texas is as good as we've ever seen it. Lots of full ponds and all that stuff. Southern Oklahoma, I know out west they don't have as much, but there is lots and lots of grass around and lots of full ponds, which is a good thing to see for sure.
What are you hearing from some of your customers? What you know, how they feeling about things? They pretty happy with the prices and everything?
Very happy. You know, I was looking at our spreads this morning on it, you know, and a lot of light cattle. We didn't hardly have any 3-weight cattle. And not many numbers of light grazing cattle, which is in high demand, but you get up in there and those 850 to 1,000 pound cattle, and just lots and lots of cattle. They've just done extremely well. You know, like everybody just trying to figure out what they can buy to turn out. And when they kind of figure it, then there's not much supply out there to buy to turn out.
I guess what those heavier weights that are coming to market, like Oklahoma City there, they're clearly coming from a lot of cases wheat pasture.
Yes, I'd say most all these cattle be coming off wheat. You might have some of them out of a grow yard, but there was so much grazing around. And, you know, like that guy out in western Oklahoma told me a couple months ago, he said, I think my wheat grew all year but about 7 days. So these cattle just did incredibly well.
Let's talk about what's going on the rest of the week for both Comanche and Woodward.
Well, Woodward's going to have about 300 cows today. Last week we had about 550. Market was stronger on the cows, stronger on those little light calves, and stronger on the turnout cows. And we're expecting that to keep being the case with these tighter numbers. Comanche going to have another pretty good run tomorrow, feeders, and then we're catching several cattle today and tomorrow at Woodward, so it should be a nice run. We had about 2750 for the week in Woodward last week, and I think Peyton had a little over 1,000 at Comanche. But we won't have a sale in Oklahoma City on this Monday and Tuesday.
And Comanche and Woodward will go ahead and proceed after the holiday?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
All righty. So, folks want to get a hold of you and talk cattle market opportunities. So, what's the best number to get a hold of you?
940-631-2333.
All righty. Thank you, Ben. Ben Hale with Western Livestock. Their website, of course, is westernlivestockcommission.com. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, they've got the Western Livestock Commission firm on Monday, Tuesdays. They've got the Comanche market and the Woodward market out in the countryside as well. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.